Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours Team List Tuesdays.
Heading towards round 18, this year has absolutely flown by. All right, Spud, let's start off with the 6 o'clock game on Friday night. It's the 15th place Warriors taking on the 9th place Sharks. You can hear this call on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Warriors unchanged, but the Sharks. Matt Moylan comes back in at fullback. Aaron Gray moves to the wing and Josh Morris out with a broken nose. Kirk Capewell into the centres for Josh Dugan, who's also out with a hamstring. And then a little bit of shuffling as well with Paul Gallen coming back in at lock. The Sharkies, they get some ins, they've got some outs as well, but they need to make a run.
Yeah, they certainly do. They're nearly back to full strength, but I just think it all starts up front. They need to roll the sleeves up, bash them through the middle. They've been giving it to Johnson, mate. What he needs to do, he needs to run the ball. Worry about his own game. Don't worry about the whole team. Just worry about, that's what they got him for his attacking weapon. He's up against his old side. He's got a point to prove. I think we'll see the best out of him.
Gordon Tallis made some comments over the weekend that he thinks maybe Dugan needs to look at retirement. Do you still think Josh has got some good footy in him?
He has, but I've got to agree with Gordon. The thing is, you're paying all this big money for these guys, and he's only averaging 10 to 12 games a year. Unfortunately, he's gone through a process of, maybe he's getting a little bit too old. I'm not too sure. Mm. With the recovery they do these days, he should be playing more games.
Well, with their side on paper at full strength, it still can challenge. So we'll see how they go. As I said, they sit 9th on the ladder at the moment, outside the top 8. Another team fighting for a spot in that top 8 is the Panthers. They're currently 8th. They take on the Dragons 14th. This is Penrith Park, the second game on the Friday night. For the Panthers, massive return. Nathan Cleary back in to the team with Jerome Luai moving to the bench.
Well, I think it's a massive move putting that kid to the bench. For the last 2 weeks, without him, they don't win the game. I think the cohesion with Maloney has been excellent. But yes, they did have to bring Nathan Cleary in. This kid's now gone to the bench. I just don't know where they're going to use him. I just don't know where. His impact has always been brilliant. He's got great depth of hand. He's got an amazing step like Benji Marshall. Mm-hmm. I think he's a protege. As a kid coming through, you want to be like Benji. Mate, last week he scored an amazing try and set up one as well. But it'll be interesting to see what the coach Cleary does with the side.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to hold off talking about the Dragons because we're going to get to them in a bit more depth very shortly. They've made some changes. Ben Hunt being rested and James Graham named back in the side. But we're going to hold off on the Dragons for a moment. Dragons fans, make sure you keep listening. We're going to get to your side very shortly. And then what is probably the game of the round, the 3 o'clock game on Saturday. This one's at the SCG. You can hear this one right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Maroon, Wendell, Peter Sterling calling this one. The 4th place Roosters, who seem to be sliding, taking on the Newcastle Knights sitting 7th. The Roosters get back James Tedesco and Boyd Cordner. From Origin duty, and Kalen Ponga significantly back for the Knights.
Yeah, it is for the Knights. But, mate, I'll tell you a bit of a stat for our listeners out there. Since round one, they haven't had what they call the spine together. So Tedesco, Keary, Kronk and Jake Friend are actually together since round one.
First time since
round
one.
That's quite amazing.
That's the sort of preparation we wouldn't get with Mark Guy. Spud, so
someone told me, mate. One of my mates sent it in to me, but I just think it's the first time together. They might be a little bit clunky, but they're class players. I just think we'll see the best of the Roosters. They've been on a bit of a slippy slide lately, a bit wobbly. I just think also the Newcastle Knights with Ponga, with his positive energy coming in, they're going to be boosting. Clemmer starting the matches again. It's going to be one hell of a game.
It's going to be one hell of a game. The other thing, I think Jake Friend moving back into that starting side allows Victor Radley to move to his lock position again rather than playing that hooking, which he seems better suited to.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. I just think he's been outstanding filling in for a kid who can just... what I love about him, mate, is he can whack.
Oh.
If you want to run through the middle, mate, he'll make your teeth shudder.
That hit last week, I can't even remember who he put it on, but it was...
Well, the bigger the better. He just puts his... But for pound for pound, I think him and the kid from Melbourne, Smith, the young kid who comes off the bench, pound for pound, they're the biggest hitters I've seen in a long time.
Well, those are the key team changes ahead of round 18. There is some fantastic football, and as we said, some of those big games you can hear right here on Triple M.